W6MOZ. As I understood that, this one sounded like I was talking into a barrel. Is that right? So if that's true, I'm going to turn the, I had the F1, I was using the F1, now I'll go back to the F1. Here I go. W6JCY, here's W6MOZ. The difference there was what, Cal? Brake?
Well, the difference is the F1 sounds okay, and the other mic, on what you're using, whether it's a T17 or what, sounds like you're talking into a barrel. The echo coming back out and going into the mic. So I believe I would use the F1 all the time if I were you. W6MOZ, W6JCY.
W6MOZ. Push button handset, the one I came back to your first with. Then when I changed over, I was using the F1, which I'm using now. W6JCY, W6MOZ. Oh, wait a minute. Cal, your signal did sound better when I tuned you up real fine on the concert there, but your signal is just as sharp as a pinpoint. What have you got there? Single sideband or just what? You're sharp as a pin. There's no carry on either side of you. It's easy to lose you. What's causing that? W6JCY, W6MOZ, bye.
W6MOZ, W6JCY. Yeah, Ray, it's kind of a funny thing. We had an old pencil sharpener around here, and I converted it into a band sharpener. Makes it mighty nice. We can sharpen it down and stick it into almost any hole in the band here. We have to use hardly any room at all. Glad you noticed it, though. It shows you're observant. I don't know. It must be your converter there, Ray. Yeah, that F1 unit sounded much better. I believe I'd use that all the time. Break.
W6JCY. Here's W6MOZ. Cal, here's the F1 again. I tell you, this transmission might wind it up because I don't know why I do, but I'm drawing a hell of a lot of... Oh, my. Huh? That was a mistake. I'm drawing a lot of current. a lot of current from the battery. And, it draws the battery down quite low, and I noticed that this time, too, I had to start the engine before that antenna relay would click over. It may be the thin wires I used for the relay. It may be that, but in any event, it doesn't take long for that battery to really go down to where that antenna relay won't click over. Once she's down, she'll stay down without the engine running. So I'm using the F1 now, and yes, you sure are. You can really put it in a hole. I'd like to get something like that. So W6JCY, W6MOZ, standing by.
W6MOZ, W6JCY. Okay, Ray. Yeah, we like that signal here, too. I'll give you the straight dope on that, though. See, we generate a wide signal. We put it on the band. It'd take up too much room, so we clip both sidebands off. I think that's a advantage over the single sideband, in that you don't have either one of the sidebands to worry about. So, we'll let you go along and not run your battery down this once. So, W6MOZ, W6JCY is possibly clear and standing by for your final.
W6JCY, here's W6MOZ. Okay, Cal, I'd like to really understand how you can clip the sidebands off. W6MOZ is often clear after ISQ, so with W6JCY, and hope to work you again sometime on the air, Cal. Probably farther distant than I am now from your location. Bye. So W6JCY, W6MOZ, often clear.
Here is a picture of W6JCY the fixed station in the preceding contact. 21. Here is the mobile rig, W6MOZ, at the other end of the contact. 22. The FCC requires an accurate log to be kept of all transmissions. The cover should show the call letters, location, and dates covered. 23. We will show how the fixed station logged the preceding transmission. First, the date, September 6, 1951, is recorded. Do this only once each day, even though several contacts may be made during the day. 24. Here is the time W6JCY started to call CQ. 6:15 p.m. 25. CQ is an abbreviation meaning general call to any amateur station. CQ is logged under station call. 26. Under called by, place an X, meaning the call of the station keeping the log. In this case, X means W6JCY. 27. Under frequency in megacycles, write 28.8, the frequency used. Nothing is recorded in this column again until the frequency is changed. 28. Under emission, write the type used. In this case, A3, meaning phone. Nothing is recorded in this column again until the type emission is changed. 29. The final plate voltage times the final plate current gives the power input in watts to the final. In this case, 300 watts. Write this under power input. Nothing is recorded in this column again until the power input is changed. 30. The time the CQ was answered is now recorded in the next row. 6:16 p.m. 31. The station being called is now W6JCY, and X is recorded. 32. The station calling is W6MOZ. 33. His frequency, as read on the receiver dial, is 28.9 megacycles. 34. The time of ending of the entire contact was 6:25 p.m. 35. Facts which you wish to remember about the contact are recorded in the other data column. 36. Here is how W6MOZ, the mobile station, logged the contact. First, the date. 37. The time that the call was answered, 6:16 p.m. 38. The station called, W6JCY. 39. The station calling, W6MOZ, or X. 40. His frequency, 28.8 megacycles. 41. The frequency of W6MOZ, 28.9 megacycles. 42. The type emission, A3. 43. The power input, 30 watts. 44. The time of ending the QSO, 6:25 p.m. 45. In the data column, the location of the mobile station during the contact. Manchester and Sepulveda, Los Angeles. 46. Here is the log of W6JCY at a later date. 47. Here are typical QSO cards which may be exchanged after a contact.